contraception.
Okay, so we're going to talk about contraception. Now, this is a super important topic to get right because unintended pregnancy is still unfortunately something we see far too often.
Oh, do we ever, Penny?
Yeah. So there are loads of different options for contraception for people. So we have IUDs, we have pills, we have patches, rings, implants, injections. They come in either combined estrogen and progestin formulations, progestin only, or non-hormonal. And there are also other simple barrier methods like condoms, which we all know about. And on the other end of the spectrum, there are permanent surgical sterilization options for both men and women. So there really is something for everyone. And the trick is to match the method to the patient. So Heidi, say a patient is coming to see us because they want something prescribed. What do we need to do for their clinical examination?
Well, you know, Penny, there is not an awful lot that we need to do on the physical examination part, except for maybe checking their blood pressure and seeing if their pap smear is up to date and taking the opportunity to offer STI screening. And at this visit, it's also worthwhile knowing where they are in their menstrual cycle and to consider doing a urinary pregnancy test.
Yeah, we certainly get surprises every now and then, don't we?
Oh, my soul, do we ever. But once we know about their medical history and their risk factors, how do we go about patient selection for different forms of birth control?
Okay, so the most useful resource here that everyone needs to know about is the CDC Medical Eligibility Criteria, or the MEC. This gives each method a rating from 1 to 4, with 1 being unrestricted use and 4 being absolutely contraindicated. And these ratings change with various patient characteristics such as age, medical comorbidities, other medications, and whether or not they're breastfeeding. So, for example, a patient with a migraine with aura, their combined pill is a category 4 and definitely should not be prescribed, whereas an IUD in a healthy patient 6 weeks postpartum is a category 1, so go for your life.
So now that you've checked your patient's eligibility, you can then work out to figure out what fits with their preferences. And as part of doing that, it's probably worthwhile to inquire about other symptoms that may be influenced by hormones, thinking about acne, menorrhagia, dysmenorrhea, because that will steer the conversation in a different direction. And Penny, do you know what the one form of birth control is that we really should emphasize?
I sure do.
Yeah.
It's the LARCs.
It's the LARCs, the L-A-R-Cs, the long-acting reversible contraceptives. And these include IUDs, implants, and the depot injection. And these definitely should be offered as first line for every patient because they have higher satisfaction rates and a lower risk of unintended pregnancies compared with the shorter-acting methods. And here's a skill testing question. Can adolescents and nulliparous patients have IUDs?
They sure can. I know people are nervous about that, but they have been shown to be straightforward to insert in most patients anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking about adolescents, what about the problem of bone mineral density with the depot injection? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, this was all the stir a few years ago because there was some evidence that came out that showed a decreased bone mineral density in patients who'd been taking depot during their teen, early adulthood years. And of course, as we all know, those are the prime bone building years. But subsequent follow-up showed that the bone density does catch up when they stop taking it. So the latest advice is, don't worry about it. Use it. It's a great contraceptive.
Yeah, and the other thing it's worth noting about the depot is that it's the only form of contraception which is completely invisible. There's no packet, there's no insert to find. So it's useful for some patients who, for unfortunate reasons, need to keep their contraception a secret. On the other hand, the thing to know about it is the only method that accumulates and can lead to a delayed return of fertility with an average of 6 months, but sometimes longer, whereas all the other methods pretty much are immediately reversible.
Now, in terms of how we should be counseling our patients, there really are a few important things that we need to let them know about when they start on birth control. First thing we need to let them know about is the expected side effects and possible changes in their menstrual bleeding pattern. As you well know, Penny, irregular bleeding is the most common side effect of progestogen-only methods, but in most cases, these can be easily managed by adding a combined hormonal method for 2 to 3 months or with a short course of an NSAID or tranexamic acid. And patients should also be made aware of typical contraceptive efficacy, remembering that, of course, nothing short of abstinence is 100% effective.
Yeah, the other thing is that we need to instruct the patients on how and when to take their medication, because it can be confusing at first. For most methods, the medication can be started the very same day that they see you in the office, regardless of where they are in the cycle. It used to be that we had to wait until the next period to make sure that they definitely weren't pregnant. But now we know that it's not going to be harmful for them to start a contraceptive method, even if they do have an undetectable very early pregnancy. And we don't want to risk them becoming pregnant in that meantime, that couple of weeks before the next period. The only exception to this rule is IUDs, where you do need to be reasonably certain that they're not pregnant before insertion, but everything else is fair game.
And regardless of the method of contraception you and your patient decide upon, if they're outside the first 5 days of their menstrual cycle when they start, they also need to use additional barrier contraception for a further 7 days just to make sure they're covered.
Yeah, so that's contraception in a nutshell. We want to pick the method to suit the patient and make sure they have timely access to get started as soon as possible.
Perfect.